The Dory Monson Show on Cairo Radio. This is The Big Lead.
I swear, Aaron Grinnell, I'm determined today that it's a Friday. I'm going to be as happy as can be, despite the seriousness of some of the news that I'm going to be talking about. But I'm trying to go into the show with a good mindset, and then you talk about something that has me just absolutely infuriated.
What is that? Is it the insurance, perhaps?
Yes. Yes. So this long-term care thing. So last year, strict party lines. Democrats say you must buy something, whether you want it or not. And what it is a backdoor income tax. Everybody knows that this is just their first lobby to get an income tax in the state, which is continuing unabated this year. But my wife and I already had long-term care. Thank you, 525 Advisors, great sponsor of the Big Show. But our three daughters did not. They don't need it. They didn't want it. But they knew that the state program was a disaster. They knew that it was going to go bankrupt. They knew that if they ever move out of state, they would pay in tens of thousands of dollars and not get anything back. So my three daughters get long-term care so they don't have to pay the money to the state. And now they're on the hook. And as are thousands and thousands of other people who got private coverage.
450,000 people opted out.
Is it that many?
Yeah.
Okay, so 450,000 people, most of whom didn't want to get it, but they knew the state plan was a disaster, which is proven correct because they had to scrap the whole thing and rework it. And I'm tired of these politicians who are just taking such advantage of all these 450,000 people. You have me furious.
I'm sorry, Dory.
It's not your fault.
Don't shoot the messenger.
I know. You're just delivering the news. Yeah. But you got me all worked up.
I apologize.
And
sun's out.
Yeah, thank you. Sun's out, guns out. No, it's not just that, though. They pass that, but they do the police reform bill a year ago. Now they got to fix that. All these things that I said a year ago were going to be a disaster, they now are saying, well, we got to fix that. After they all passed it on the Democrat side, after Governor Inslee signs all of these bills, and now they all say, yeah, we really screwed up. We're going to fix what we did. Why don't they fix it before they put it out in the first place? Can you answer that one, Aaron Grinnell?
You can't fix something unless you break it first, right? So you
have to... Well, if you listen to my show, they would know what was already broken.
Right.
And
right.
They could have fixed it before they pushed it out.
I have a hunch some of these lawmakers don't listen to this show.
Oh, they listen.
You think so?
Oh, are you kidding me?
All right.
They're obsessed.
They might.
And
maybe they're doing it in spite of this then.
Well, I have research from the Washington State Legislature, and 84% of them listen for my commentary.
Oh.
14% listen for you.
Oh, wow. Yeah. I'll take it. Not bad.
And 2% listen because their wife left the radio on in the car, they say. So that's all I know. All right, Aaron. Thank you, sir. Coming to you from the Carter Subaru studio. Welcome to the Big Show. All right, and before I move on to all the stuff I was going to talk about, I also, while I'm commenting on the local news that Aaron had, I also noted the CBS news story. Now, Andrew, how long is CBS News? 3 minutes?
We take it. It goes longer than that, but we take it for about 2 minutes, 50 seconds for most of the day.
Okay, so we're talking about 170 seconds to capsulize everything that's happening on planet Earth.
Plus another minute if you take the extra.
Which we don't.
We don't. Yeah.
So they got to get everything that is important to know in those precious 170 seconds at the beginning of the hour. And this is one of the most important stories in the world today.
M&Ms are getting a makeover.
Cue the funky music from the M&Ms for All Fun Con Dad. Mar says that 6 colorful M&Ms characters have gotten a modern makeover for a more dynamic, progressive world.
Okay, first of all, can you imagine that marketing meeting at the Mars Candy Corporation headquarters?
We need to give our M&Ms a makeover for the more dynamic... Do you have the phrase in here?
Characters have gotten a modern makeover for a more dynamic, progressive world.
dynamic progressive world. You know, it's a progressive world. So we have come up with a campaign that is really going to blow your minds. We have a little PowerPoint presentation here. As you know, we had six cartoon characters, but they didn't reflect our progressive world. Mars and M&M. We want to project progressivity.
That means they'll have different body sizes, as the focus will be on the characters' personalities rather than their gender.
Different body sizes. There will be no skinny M&Ms because M&Ms are about making you non-skinny. But we want to have body sizes that reflect fat acceptance because so many of our M&M consumers tend to overeat M&Ms. And so they're going to have different body styles. What else?
The green one, sometimes shown as sexy, will now be wearing sneakers instead of those white go-go boots, and she'll be seen as a strong female.
Okay. So we can't have anything sexy in a progressive world. Nicole, you certainly go out a lot more than I. Mm-hmm. But isn't it still the case? Because I have three daughters, and they go out in the evenings, you know, sure, with their friends. Don't people still like to look nice when they go out?
Absolutely. I mean, there are a lot more leggings in attire these days, but absolutely, people like are embracing the opportunity to get dressed up these days because, you know, yes, yoga pants is all we do anymore.
But young women, they like, and young men,
absolutely,
for that matter. Young men, we all, and by the way, hold on to it while you got it in your teens and 20s and maybe in your early 30s. No offense, Nicole. But
do you actually mean flaunt it if you got it while you've got it?
What did I say? No, I said
I
embrace
know,
it.
You didn't say flaunt, but
no,
embrace,
I said embrace,
yeah,
it. Flaunt it. Whatever you want to do, embrace and flaunt. Flaunt and embrace. But we only get so much time where we can look okay. And look, I was never a stunner, but I sure looked a heck of a lot better in my 20s than I do now. And I could get myself looking pretty decent back in the day. Now we have to erect scaffolding and have a team of people if I'm going to go out, which is why I never go out. So why can't an M&M be sexy? Why can't an M&M still wear go-go boots? How is it projecting being a strong female by being less sexy? Sexy
I'm
strong.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to this question.
Instead of those white go-go boots, and she'll be seen as a strong female. And Ms. Brown's heels are now more sensible pumps. But
I don't even know what that means. So Ms. Brown, mm-hmm, she was wearing heels, and now she pumps. Pump or what are pumps? Flats?
No. Pumps are like heels. I mean, it's just a different type. So I think that they're bringing them into this century, maybe getting rid of the go-go boots. But this whole thing is very bizarre.
I see people with boots, young women with boots all the time. When I go out to restaurants on Friday and Saturday nights, boots look nice. I don't understand.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, we don't call them go-go boots. But I think when she was designed, she had go-go boots because those were in, right? I don't know.
Go. The orange one is still a bit anxious.
This is CBS News.
Yeah, because everybody's freaking out these days. So they still have to have somebody with some emotional issues among the M&Ms. All right. So anyway, that was one of the most important stories in the world. Just wanted you to know that go-go boots are gone from the...
Oh, brown. And the difference between pumps and heels is usually the closed toe, open toe, I guess, or closed toe... peep toe.
So, okay.
And an inch or more. Like, yeah. They're still heels.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, good for the folks at Mars. That's all I can say. Okay. We do have some very serious news that I want to get to here. Let's get into the big lead.
The big lead. Dory Monson show exclusive.
I was going to take a week from Monday off for medical reasons. January 31st, I was scheduled to have a little eye surgery. But I went to the eye doc yesterday after the show, and they said, did you hear what the governor said? And I go, oh, no, you're kidding me.
So we are going to be requiring hospitals to temporarily halt non-urgent procedures so as much capacity and staff can be dedicated to emergent needs.
Yeah, okay. So Jay Inslee said no elective surgeries. I went through this before when I had to replace a knee. It didn't feel elective because the pain was, I think, literally killing me 2 years ago. It was almost exactly 2 years ago. So 1 week before the pandemic came, 1 week before the elective surgery shutdown. Okay, I can hold off. I'm fine. But let me tell you about a woman we heard from. And just to verify this story, Nicole, you personally know two people who know this person whose Facebook post I'm about to read, right?
Correct. I actually know four people that know her.
Okay. All right. So we have verified that this is legitimate, is my point.
Correct.
But here's what she posted on Facebook. And I want you to think about Governor Jay Inslee as you are hearing this woman's story. She wrote, I don't post a lot. I've been keeping a lot of personal stuff private, mostly my battle with brain and now other cancers. And I've been staying away from politics until now. Some of you lucky ones have witnessed drastic changes in me lately. The loss of my hair, extreme weight loss, memory loss, and how exhausted and drained I am. How I'm so damn tired of hiding this tremendous pain and fear behind some stupid smile. Acting like it will all be okay and that the doctors are wrong about this past Christmas being my last Christmas. How I literally break down and bawl my eyes out night after night in the shower, or how I've planned my funeral and written letters I thought I had years to prepare for. You haven't seen the pain and agony in my husband's eyes as he lays beside me when the pain in my head is too much to bear and I'm crumbled on the ground with ice packs covering every inch of my head, neck, and face, waiting for the extraordinary burn I feel to subside. The sadness on my children's faces as they stand there helpless, not knowing how to say goodbye. The loss my mother feels, preparing to let go of another child. Or the uncontrollable vomiting from the painful ovarian tumor that's so large you can see it bulging out of my abdomen. Many of you have asked why I haven't had surgery yet to remove or debulk my brain tumor or to take out the ovarian tumor and now colon cancer. And finding out today via another MRI, I have multiple bone lesions that could be malignant as well. Let me tell you why. We have a governor with a God complex that issued our hospitals, our talented surgeons, and experts that unless it's a medical emergency, as in you will die within 24 hours, that anything else is considered an elective procedure. Elective? Let me make that easier to understand. My lime-sized brain tumor that has caused blindness in my right eye, that has robbed me of my memory, my balance, and has caused physical noticeable changes that's messing with my hormones, is an elective surgery. How, due to those high-low hormonal changes actually caused by the yam-sized tumor in my ovary, which spread to my colon, elective. Because it doesn't look like I'll die in the next day or two. So my surgeries, via Inslee, need to be presented before a surgical board. And from there, I may or may not be offered the surgery I desperately need to try to outlive the timeline I've been given. I'm supposed to sit here peacefully while the big man gets to sit behind his desk calling me a Washingtonian and dictates whether I get to live or die. Good job voting that bleep hole in again. That vote quite literally is costing me my life. Who does he think he is? Over our professional medical staff who are ordering these procedures because life does depend on them. My quality of life depends on them. I've had specialists tell me this blinking back tears, holding my hand and telling me how sorry and how frustrating this is to them as well. This is really happening, people. This is happening to me and others. And before any one of you come to defend your brilliant, compassionate governor, imagine you are in my shoes or sitting where my family is and save it. Like, seriously, scroll on by. I've seen firsthand who this man is, and I'm beyond pissed and disgusted. I'm not ready to die. Give me a fighting chance. God save me. Once again, thank you for those who have rallied around me, lifting me up, and being such a comfort in my time of need. Your kindness and support carries me through. I feel your love daily. I'm not going to give her name because I don't know if she wants it on the radio. But that is a friend of Nicole has four friends who know this woman. So that's what's going on here with Jay Inslee. And when I talked to my eye surgeon yesterday, he said, we had this under control. You know, the hospitals, if they're overbooked, they would reduce surgical procedures in order of necessity or lack of necessity. We had it under control, he said. But now here's the governor with very little input from hospitals, from surgeons, saying, oh, all elective surgeries done. So this woman, who has a tennis ball brain tumor in her head, she's going to die. Her cancer is terminal. But she, if untreated, she might die in the next few months. If they could remove the tumor now, if they could go after both the brain and ovarian tumors, it might buy her another 6 months with her children and with her husband. But we have a governor with a God complex. Remember when Jay Inslee said, only I can save lives. Well, only you, when you take away this woman's ability, Governor Inslee, to extend her life, to have a few more precious days with her husband and her children, only you can end lives with the power that you are exerting right now. And I don't know how you live with yourself when the decisions you make will take away, whether it's taken away a week, a month, a year, but you're taking away the time that this wife and mother has, a daughter, she has a mom or two. You're taking away her life from her mom, from her husband, from her children, so that you can feel all powerful, so you can have another press conference and say, we've saved 17,000 lives with the decisions that I've made. You can keep making up your phony numbers. But I want you, instead of talking about the phony numbers like the 17,000 lives that you phonily claim that you've saved, why don't you talk about the one life you're taking here? Why don't you talk about this woman who you're taking away from her husband, from her children, with your completely arbitrary and insane God complex non-essential surgery edict? And that's who you voted for if you were one of the people who cast a vote for Jay Inslee. That's who you chose to give the power of life and death in this state. And it sickens me. And that is, well, I'm going to continue. I got a lot of other local stories I'm going to get to. I'm going to continue with the big lead after we check the news for you here. All right. Love to hear your feedback on this. You can text me, 888-973-CHIRO, 888-973-5476. Good choice, Andrew. Just as I'm getting all worked up, just as I'm getting all upset, give me a little super tramp to calm me down. Appreciate it. It's like a sedative for me. All right, we'll continue with the big lead. Another school walkout, and now we're shooting people in Seattle with crossbows. All straight ahead here on the Dory Monson Show. A woman whose story I just shared with you has a lot of friends, apparently, because I'm hearing from a lot of you on the text line who do know this woman whose Facebook post I shared. And we have been in contact with her, and I don't know if it's just the, I mean, she talked about her blinding headaches and the things are getting pretty bad, because we wanted her to share her story herself, and we will still try to, we're still trying to get her to come on and talk about it. But I appreciate all the comments that I'm getting. And we're still monitoring our text, all the show we are. 888-973-CHIRO if you want to shoot us a text message. 888-973-5476. Another student walkout today. Let's continue with the Big Lead.
The Big Lead. I sense a Dory rant coming on.
Kids in the Edmonds School District were planning a sick out today. Hey, I got a question. How come every time students and teachers do sick outs, it's on a Friday? Why don't you do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday? Oh, never mind. I think I just realized why. Anyway, kids in Edmonds were planning a sick out for today as a way to advocate for what they see as the district's need to increase its pandemic safety measures, which includes a temporary shift to remote learning. Which just proves that the teachers' union has convinced the kids, because the teachers' union, not all the teachers, a lot of the teachers miss their kids, love being in classroom, love interacting with the kids. But the teachers' union wants to go back to remote learning because it is the easiest gig ever. And, oh, please spare me all the teachers. Hey, I worked harder during the remote learning. No, you didn't. You don't have to deal face-to-face with all the emotional issues. And if you're in a middle school or a high school, there are kids who are sometimes dangerous and violent. You don't have that anymore. I know it. I understand. It's a lot easier working from home. But the kids don't learn when they're working from home. But the teachers' union, through some teachers, have convinced the kids that they're going to die if they keep attending school. So now today we've got Edmonds Schools and the kids doing a sick out. They are asking for a switch to remote learning for even just a week, giving students and staff time to recuperate. That's like the students last week in Muckle, or earlier this week in Mukilteo. They wanted every Wednesday off so that they could catch up. Yeah, reduce our school week by 20%, please. Now, why didn't my generation think of that? Why didn't we demand getting every Wednesday off? What fools we were at Ballard High. So the thing in the story at myedmondsnews.com is that the students have they circulated an online petition. They were gathering signatures. They're demanding the taxpayers provide them with N95 masks. I'll repeat to you Edmonds kids what I said to the Mukilteo kids. Kitty corner from Edmonds Woodway High School, just across the corner, across the northeast corner of Edmonds Woodway High School, diagonal from there, there's a Burger King. In the window of Burger King is a help wanted sign. If you want to go in, get $15 an hour and work for 3 hours a day, you can buy N95 masks in 1 week. You can get enough N95 masks to last you the rest of your life. And you can afford to buy a whole bunch for your classmates. You don't have to ask the taxpayers to do it. I know this is an unpopular message, but kids, it's a necessary one. Stop being moochers. I know that that's what's being cultivated in your brain to turn you all into moochers. Give us free bus passes. Give us free college. If you're in college, forgive our college loans. Free, free, free. Everything's free. Nothing's free. Nothing is free. Go buy your own N95 mask. Go to Burger King and get a job. You want a mask? Get a mask. You're afraid you're going to die? Go prevent your death. Don't rely on the whims of taxpayers to do it. Go take care of yourself, for crying out loud. Nobody cares about you as much as you do. Why doesn't anybody talk like that to kids? Openly, honestly, real. Nobody cares about you as much as you do. So go save your own life. If you think an N95 mask will do it, go get a Burger King gift. And by the way, hold the ketchup on my Whopper, please. But then they say in the My Edmund story is that the kids are actually afraid that if they keep going to school, that they're going to die. Let me read to you from the student petition in Edmonds. We would rather go remote for a week or two than live with the unknown hanging over our heads, not knowing whether you'll wake up to a positive COVID test or if school will be abruptly canceled takes its toll. Every day we come to school, we are gambling with our lives. No, you're not. You are fine. You're much more likely to die at home in an at-home accident than die at school because of COVID, or from school because of COVID. You're not gambling with your lives. And all of the adults who are putting those insane ideas in your head, they're evil. They are evil. The adults who are telling you that you are going to die, possibly, if you go to school. Once again, listen to your Uncle Dor. You're fine. You're at an age. In fact, the World Health Organization, one of their doctors just came out yesterday and said, we should not even give boosters to kids or to adolescents.
Rather than, as we see, some countries are using to give boosters to kill children, which is not right. Then the equity issue comes here. Instead of boosting a child in high-income countries, it's better to vaccinate the elderly in countries who have the elders who have not been vaccinated, even the primary vaccines. So the equity issue should also come into
play.
Yeah, I mean,
of course, they have to make it about equity. But they say that because kids don't need boosters because kids aren't getting sick. And the ones who get sick, it's like a cold from Omicron. You're fine, kids. You're not risking your life by going to school. Stop listening to these people. And here's what's risking your lives. All of these adults who are trying to destroy you emotionally, mentally, psychologically. All of these adults who are trying to use you so the teachers can have an easier work gig. All these adults who try to convince you that there's going to be a school massacre because they want tougher gun control laws. All these adults who are telling you you're going to drown because they want trillions in climate change taxes. I'm going to play for you some audio from a schoolgirl who realizes everything that I'm talking about is right. Okay, we'll continue talking about the insane school sick out today. And we're only just scratching the surface. I got so much more news. It is a very busy afternoon as the Dory Monson Show rolls on. Before I move on to some other news, we do have lots of it today. Before I move on, I want to put a little bow on this Edmund School walkout in their petition that they circulated where they say that they're afraid that they're going to die if they keep going to school. Every day we come to school, we are gambling with our lives. No, you're not. Here's a girl who gets it. This is a teenager in Great Britain, and she was on a TV news broadcast. And she was talking about how when you go to school, the masks are not just a barrier to, you know, supposed barrier, even though they've already said the cloth masks that most kids wear do nothing. But not only are they not effective, but they are a barrier to learning. They're an emotional barrier. They're part of the reason our kids are so emotionally fragile right now. And I thought this British girl summed it up absolutely brilliantly.
Nothing I can do anymore. So this makes me so angry. It literally ruined our life. And nobody spoke about it at all. And the commentators, they had union reps come on and say, this is what the school should have put in place. And they didn't care about what this did to us. And this is the first time I've ever spoken about it on TV because I knew that I'd cry about it. But I literally watched and felt like my entire life was falling apart because of what this government did to young people. And nobody cares. Not one person has cared about children in this pandemic. They think, oh, let's throw... Why are we putting masks on them when people can go to football stadiums and they can go to theatres and play... Nadeem Zahawi sitting there at the teaching awards with no mask, and yet we're disrespecting kids. This pandemic will finish. The damage this has done for us is forever, and we'll never get it back.
The damage is forever, and we'll never get it back. And that is so true. You know, I think that my senior year in high school was one of the great years of my life. My friends and I, we had so much fun. And now we have kids who are just psychologically destroyed because of adults with adult agendas who don't care. And she says nobody talks about it. I've been talking about it since the very beginning of this pandemic. Brock Heward and I have been talking about the effect on kids on a weekly basis since the beginning of this pandemic, because it is despicable what adults are doing to children. In the name of safety, you're not saving anybody. When you send your kids to schools with masks, all you're doing is you are taking away, destroying a little piece of their childhood. And for young kids who have not seen a human face outside of their own home, who have no idea what it's like to see a stranger's smile as they're walking down the sidewalk, it is so sick. And the kids are not going to be affected. The World Health Organization doctor just said that there's no reason. And by the way, the clip I played for you, there's also a female doctor who said the same thing, that there is no medical reason for children and adolescents to get boosters. Absolutely zero medical reason for that. And yet, we have entire colleges that are kicking kids out if they aren't vaccinated and boosted for no reason other than. And this I'm certain of. I think the vaccine is good for people like me. We'll talk about Meat Loaf, the singer, not the delicious entree. He was anti-vax. He said, I'd rather die than be controlled. And he died last night at age 74. Now, he had a lot of other physical comorbidity problems. But I think the vaccine makes sense for a lot of us, me included. But it makes zero sense for children and adolescents, and we are destroying lives, absolutely destroying them. And the doctors know it. I assume most parents know it. And for some bizarre reason, because most parents, it seems, would rather just do the virtue signaling and post your masked child on Facebook so you can show all your progressive friends that you're even more COVID conscious than they are. Oh, my child got boosted. And has a mask. Oh, yeah? Well, my child has gotten three boosters and wears two masks. It's the currency of insanity these days. Okay, it is sick what we're doing to our kids. And every adult who participates in that should be absolutely ashamed of themselves. Fastest 15, coming up next right after the news on the Dory Monson Show.